Thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you to everyone for joining us on such short notice. I am Interim Police Chief Paul Yep. We are here today to announce an arrest in an extremely disturbing sexual attack involving a minor that occurred last week in Golden Gate Park. I know that this case has been incredibly troubling for the community where this occurred. The San Francisco Police Department poured resources into this case to get the suspect in custody and bring peace of mind to our youth, parents, and everyone else in San Francisco. We will never tolerate violence in our city, especially sexual violence. Moreover, we take crimes against minors extremely seriously, and we will do everything within our power to make sure the suspect in this case faces justice. I also want to offer my sympathies to the victim and the family. This was no doubt traumatic, and I hope this arrest helps the recovery. This began on Thursday, October 23rd, when our officers got a call about a sexual battery of a minor in the bathrooms at the Polo Fields. We spoke to the victim and witnesses and immediately began collecting evidence and identifying potential suspects. This case was an extremely high priority for us. Our crime lab expedited the processing of DNA evidence and other evidence, while our officers narrowed in on one suspect. We began to focus on that individual after getting a tip from a parent, which was a valuable lead in this case. So thank you to the public for your assistance. We conducted surveillance on that individual as our investigators continued to gather evidence to establish probable cause to make the arrest. And yesterday, we placed a suspect under arrest in Pleasant Hill. He was identified as 19-year-old Dominic Valle Butrago of San Francisco. He was booked last night in San Francisco jail on several felony charges, including kidnapping, sexual battery on a minor, and other charges. Ultimately, the district attorney's office will determine the criminal charges in the case. I want to thank everyone here for their diligence and tireless work. This was a great team effort, so thank you. Sergeant Paul Weinstock and other investigators in our special victims unit worked around the clock. Thank you all. I think they hardly slept. And thank you to Captain Kevin Lee of Richmond Station and our officers of Richmond Station who increased their presence over the last week and have been working with the community, and I know they have been working with Supervisor Connie Chan very closely. Thank you to all our officers at Terreville Station who also helped identify the suspect. And thank you to the officers who conducted surveillance on the suspect and our tactical company that helped with other resources. I also want to thank the San Francisco Recreation and Park Department, whose rangers have been working hard to keep our park safe. Thank you very much. While this incident was terrible, it illustrates our commitment as a department and as a city to keep everyone safe. We will continue to relentlessly pursue anyone who commits harm in San Francisco. This commitment is why San Francisco is one of the safest big cities in the United States. Crime is down 30% this year. That's because of the hard work of our rank and file, our officers, and the team behind me now. Again, I want to thank everyone involved in this case for their tireless work, for helping to get a dangerous suspect off the streets, and for continuing to keep us all safe. I'd like to now introduce Mayor Daniel Lurie. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I've said this just about every day. As mayor of San Francisco, public safety is my top priority. Every San Franciscan deserves to be safe and to feel safe in the city that they call home. The crime committed last week was extremely, extremely upsetting. The safety of our kids is non-negotiable. The San Francisco Police Department immediately launched an investigation. They acted with urgency and used every available tool, including DNA testing, and now the SFPD has a suspect in custody. As a father, my heart goes out to the child and their family during this painful time. Your city is here to support you. I want to thank the officers who worked around the clock to make this arrest. I also want to thank District Attorney Brooke Jenkins for her commitment to public safety and her office's support for the family. And I want to thank Supervisor Connie Chan for her leadership in her community. San Francisco does not tolerate acts of violence. Through their swift work, the SFPD and our city leaders are sending a clear message. If you commit a crime, you will be found and you will be arrested. For so many families, Golden Gate Park is a place of joy. It's where our kids, including my own, go to play and to grow. Like any parent, I want to know that my kids are going to be safe when they go to the park. And every family deserves that. Now, Rec and Park have stationed a ranger in the area during busy after-school hours, in addition to regular field monitoring by park rangers. A security camera has been installed to deter incidents like this and to help ensure this space remains safe for everyone. I also want to thank our park rangers who are stepping up during this difficult time. We are going to keep working every day to protect our children and families at Golden Gate Park or any other one of our incredible parks. They must be a place for community, for people to come together. My administration and this team of city leaders standing with me will make sure it remains that way. We're committed to making every neighborhood safer and stronger because that's what San Franciscans deserve. Thank you, and now I'd like to introduce DA Brooke Jenkins.
Thank you, Mayor. I first want to start off by thanking the San Francisco Police Department, especially its Special Victims Unit, as well as Terravel Station, who we know committed tremendous resources and time and energy into solving this crime, which yielded us an arrest that brought us here today. That is no easy feat. I'm not only thankful for their hard work as the district attorney, but like the mayor, I too am a parent of two children who play soccer in this city, including a 9-year-old daughter who has practiced at these very fields countless times. And I know what this has done and how this has rocked the parent community, the soccer community across our city. And so this is one step forward to making sure that parents across this city are reassured that when we take our children to practice, that they will be safe and that this city will respond if something does happen that requires this level of a response. As we move forward, as you heard, the suspect is in custody. He's been booked at the San Francisco County Jail. My office is now going to begin reviewing the evidence in this case more thoroughly. We've been in touch with SVU since the beginning and the outset of this investigation. We now have to see what specific charges we will file, particularly starting with those for which the suspect was booked. That charging decision is due Monday, and the arraignment is expected to occur the following day on Tuesday, next Tuesday. And so we ask again for your patience through that process. We will announce those charges once we've arrived at that decision, and again, provide more information at the time of the arraignment. I want to thank my victim services division, who has been working since the beginning with this family, who, as you can imagine, is going through so much. And so I thank the family and every other witness who came forward for their cooperation in this case. I know it is not easy to have children interviewed by police officers and other city officials, but that is what builds these cases. And so, again, we will do everything in our power to bring this person to justice so that we are reassured, again, as a community, as parents, and as San Franciscans, that we have one less predator on our streets. And so now I'll turn it over to Supervisor Connie Chan. Thank you.
This incident, this crime, brought such a heartache to so many of us. For the victim and their family, and worries for the kids and families in our neighborhood in the Richmond and on the West Side. My family included, with our 12-year-old son who practiced soccer in Golden Gate Park on a weekly basis. I know that together as a community, we are committed to support the victim and their family and all the families impacted during the time of healing. Today, with this arrest, many families in the Richmond and on the West Side can breathe a sigh of relief thanks to our San Francisco Police Department. Especially today, I know families, many of us, are going to take our kids out for Halloween trick-or-treat. So you have no idea how grateful I am, and many families in the Richmond and on the West Side, we really are grateful to our law enforcement. And thanks, I want to give a special thanks to Kevin Lee, our captain of the Richmond Police District. And I know that since this incident occurred, he has not slept for days until today that we are able to be here with you. And I just really am grateful to him and his team and every officers in the Richmond Police Station. I definitely also want to thank our chief, Paul Yip, and the entire police department for their swift action and immediate investigation. Our law enforcement, you deliver, and we are grateful. So thank you, and I'm going to turn this back to our police chief in case question.
Good morning. My name is Tom McGuire. I'm the commander of the Investigations Bureau for San Francisco Police Department. As you know, when an incident like this occurs, it really shocks the conscience of the community. There were a lot of parents involved, and there's some details that we're clearly not going to give out all the details, but what I can say is that the parents in the soccer community out in Golden Gate Park, very heads up, very alert, saw something, notified us, and that turned out to be the tip that broke the case.
This person, we just seen afterwards, I mean, what do you know about what happened and who saw?
It was a tip that we took action on.
Captain Lee, I know that you had a conversation with the community earlier in the week. Can you talk a little bit about how that went and if that helped with any kind of information as well and some safety precautions that you may have mentioned to some of the community members there?
Hi, I'm Captain Kevin Lee. At the meeting, I mentioned that, you know, when the community sees something, it's very important to say something. And I think these tips that are provided by the parents and the community, it does help us out because without your assistance, it's very hard to do our jobs very effectively. So I appreciate all the help that the community provided and being patient with our investigation.
Talk that there was narrowing down from three suspects. Can we get a little bit more information? Are there still others that are being investigated at this point?
No, just with any investigation, we take any tip and we take that tip all the way through start to finish. We narrowed that down, and we are confident that the individual responsible for this is the one individual. We do not perceive any further threat to the community.
Two questions, actually. One for investigators, one for the DA. Are you looking at this suspect as possibly being involved in another incident the previous day?
So part of the investigation is to take any report that may have related to this more heinous incident that occurred at the Polo Fields, but there is some other another report that was on file that we're looking at as possibly connected, but a far less serious crime at that time.
And then a follow-up question for DA Jenkins. They talked about DNA evidence. In cases like this where you don't have to necessarily rely on testimony, especially testimony of a minor, how useful is DNA? How does that figure into your case, and how does it build your case instead of just having to rely on testimony?
DNA is always helpful. Certainly when we're going in front of a jury to present a case, we would always like to not have to solely rely upon witness testimony or victim testimony. We do want to always look for corroborating evidence. And so I am fortunate that SVU has made sure that we are pursuing, you know, whether or not DNA evidence exists in this case. But it may not be necessary either. It's always, though, assistive if there is more than just the victim or the witness's testimony.
Can you talk more about the suspect? Has he been arrested?
We don't have any information we're providing on that at this time.
Can you spell the suspect's name, please?
The suspect's name is Dominic Valle Buitrago. Dominic is D-O-M-I-N-I-C-K. Last name V-A-L-L-E hyphen B-U-T-A-G-O. B-U-T-R-A-G-O.
Okay. Thanks,
everyone. Have a safe and happy Halloween.